Welcome, welcome, welcome. It's 2023, and yes, I made it. I say made it because sometimes we may feel like we are barely just making it. Now, it's time to transition into something different. Transitioning into loving it. Thanks for joining me and listening to the Trauma and Social Work podcast. I am your host, Tanya Octave, the Integrative Holistic Clinician. And over the next few months, the focus is on journaling and self-reflection. I took some time off to meditate about what was helpful to others. Sometimes that is hearing my voice with all my crazy ideas. Mostly, it's finding your voice. One way to do this is with some guided support. This season is about supporting you in your journey towards self-discovery. To accomplish this, two things are suggested. One, purchasing Heal Thy Mind, 7 Strategies Towards Mental Wellness, Happiness, and Success, and the complimentary journal, Journaling Towards Wellness, Happiness, and Success. Both are available on Amazon for a low cost. However, if money is a real challenge, contact me directly. I hope you can get the best out of this process. Remember that you also don't need the books to listen. You have choices and you can listen to this podcast in any helpful capacity. For each podcast episode, I will go through the journal touching on things that come up for me, both personally and professionally, and based on just countless of conversations. You will discover parts of my ego and personality as you get to know me through this process. Some you may appreciate, and some you'll just pass on. And all of that is absolutely okay. This journal practice is about you and ways to improve your wellness, happiness, and success. This is why I created this simple plan, the 7 strategies I keep talking about. Let's refresh. 1. O. is for observation to address one's spiritual health. 2. C is for compassion to address and manage one's ego health. 3. T. T is for therapy to address the mental and emotional health. 4. A is definitely for animals to address the playfulness and childlike behaviors, but also considering animals and pets to be supportive in this process. Then there's 5. V is for victims, one's nutritional health. 6. E is for exercise, one's physical health. And then there's 7. S. S is for socializing, relational health. But remember, keeping the primary focus on the self and less on others. This journal is a tool. Some cognitive behavioral stuff, a little play therapy with a dash of psychodynamic techniques. It is not therapy. You are not in treatment. This is not a nutritional consultation or means of doing biofeedback, all of which I'm qualified to do. However, you are simply a listener. I am trying to help those who can't afford, have time for, are nervous, or are antsy about good enough psychotherapy. This may be your first step. Maybe your only step. Maybe you're stepping through the front door. You're curious. And no matter what, you are taking the step towards wellness. You have many options in how you listen. You can decide to follow along with me in your journal. You can journal before or after you listen to this episode. Another idea may be to listen while engaged in another activity, such as walking, cleaning the house, or eating a healthy meal. You have options. It's your choice. And thank you for your support. But more importantly, thank you for your willingness to walk down the path towards wellness. So, let's get started. This podcast is not intended for medical, psychological, mental health, or legal advice. However, I am a licensed professional. This podcast is intended for information only. It is not a formal treatment. Although I provide nutritional consultations, this is not a nutritional evaluation. Although the benefits of biofeedback are positive, this podcast is not a formal treatment. By listening, you are agreeing to these terms. You should seek a professional for individual and specific questions regarding your overall wellness, happiness, and success. Remember, if you are experiencing a mental health crisis, call 911 or go to the nearest emergency room. As I take a look at week one in starting the journal, I noticed that there was some hesitation, a lot of waiting and procrastination, but I got it done, and you will too. So at the beginning of week one, I reflected on what was working well. My health, my intake of water and herbal teas, and I had been pretty patient as irritations was building up in the mind. And then I thought about what needs some support. I need more discipline with my diet, in particularly with my practice on water fasting. I know that I need to set more limits in relationships with others and just to laugh and be more playful. Those are the things, in reflecting on the past week, that I really wanted to focus moving forward. And then I went through the entire 7 strategies. So my intention for the week with observation is I really enjoy just the practice of being silent. So having a silent meditation, 30 minutes in the morning, 15 minutes during the day. And then I end the evening with about 20 minutes of silent reflection. I thought about ways that I can be and demonstrate compassion. So I wanted to work on controlling and understanding these irritations that accumulated my thoughts. I thought about one frustration was when a family member did not pick up after themselves. I noticed another frustration building up in my mind when my dog, who is sick, needed more time to walk and more time and patience on my end to give her her medication as prescribed by her veterinarian. So I just really needed to demonstrate some compassion for me as those frustrations built up. Tea for therapy. You know, one of the things is I'm a big proponent. It's not always individual psychotherapy. There could be things that are therapeutic in nature. And one of the things that works really well for me is attending weekly, what I call good association conversations. And so this is usually done in my practice on Sundays, where I'm engaged in these good associations and really brings about a calmness to the end of the week for me. A, the animals and playfulness. One of the things that I wanted to focus on for the month is going to be creating 7 video social media posts. This takes up a lot of energy and recording and coming up with ideas. And so I have to really kind of bring that creative spirit forth. But that's the goal. I thought about victuals And one of the things that I have been more intentional about is doing a 16-hour water fast, about 5 days out of the 7 days during the week. I also want to add a 3-day water fast at least once a month. That's going to be a pretty tough goal for the next couple of weeks. So you might kind of hear this being repeated a few times. Exercise, I just want to get back to hiking and definitely accumulating 10,000 steps per day, minimally. And then what did I think about in terms of my social relationships with myself and with others? And one of the things that I wanted to be more intentional about was to check in with friends and family members at least once a week for telephone conversations. Those were kind of the beginning parts that I will focus on for the month. And as you look at the journal, now we will reflect on the specific question for today. Who am I? This question is at the beginning of the observation chapter, and it is the first question that I pose to individuals, both during meditation, reflections, and sometimes just in as a way to begin to start helping the mind tease out who you are. And I decided to write a little bit about that for my journal practice. So here it goes. Who am I? On the surface, I am adjectives and pronouns. I am a mixture of African and Irish racial heritage. I am a woman, and I embrace my feminine characteristics. I also look for experiences to find balance with my masculine and feminine energies. I am a sister and a daughter trying to find my place in my biological family. I struggle to make connections with those related to me and even those close to me in other ways. Once I got past all this adjectives and pronouns, I stopped, put my mind on pause, and went to the breath. After about a minute, I came back to the question, who am I? I am one and alone. I am spirit. I am spirit as both an adjective and a pronoun. I have experiences at this moment, thoughts about the past and the future, and emotions that guide me. I live in one, and I live in many worlds. I have an imagination, and I have fantasies. I have the understanding that this is all an illusion, and it is driven by my ego. Is this who I am? I exist in many realms. It's more than heaven and hell for me. I have interactions and meaningful relationships with friends, family, people I meet at the grocery store, or sometimes people just helping me change a tire. I also have uncomfortable and dreaded interactions. And this encourages my growth in relationships. The people who cut you off or turn without signaling, the restaurant who continues to get your vegan diet wrong, or the family member who continues to complain about their life without making any changes. Is this who I am? I am a spirit who wants to discover, experience, and reunite with the one, God. Then I think, is this my ego trying to crawl back in? Is this to prove something to someone else? To prove something to me? Spirit, I have emotions, I get triggered. I have fantasies and desires about who I think I am. Maybe who I want to be. I know for sure my ego is strong, powerful, determined, compassionate, forgiving, and a humble ego spirit. Yes, ego, you know me better than anyone or anything. Yes, ego, you show up when the good and the bad stuff happen. Yes, ego, you feel like my best friend. Yes, ego, you feel like my worst enemy. Yes, ego, I sometimes feel you have my back. Yes, ego, I sometimes feel like you will stab me in the back. Is this who I am? I am an ego. I am an ego spirit. I am a spirit. This is who I am. I am in process, a sort of transition, a sort of transformation, a sort of blissfulness. I am learning about me. I use all sorts of experiences as a guide. I have all sorts of feelings and sensations. I get excited about this. I experience things in the body. I have thoughts that shape my reaction or responding in certain moments. For example, I am equipped and can respond to a situation. When I move my body and exercise, when I do yoga, cardio, or strength training, I'm good at responding. When I eat vegan foods, some cooked and some raw. When I'm eating foods that are nutritious and detoxifying to the mind, body, and spirit. When I eat foods that I'm not allergic to, so that this can help replicate those healthy cells, I'm able to respond and not react. I like silence. I like to quiet the mind. I want to heal. I want to guide others in their healing. I am spirit. This was my journal reflection as I started to explore the question, who am I? Now it's your opportunity. It's your opportunity to maybe sit for a moment, maybe grab a pen or pencil and some paper, or even your phone, and go to the notes section and jot down some things about who you are. Who are you really? Who are you deep down? When you're ready to bare your soul with all the good stuff and all the bad stuff, who are you? Who are you when no one is looking? Who are you when everyone is looking? And as you go through this reflection, take some moments, maybe over the course of your week, and do some of your own meditating, your own reflection on who you are, who you really, really, really are. Have fun with it. and get to know you. Thank you for listening to the Trauma and Social Work Podcast. I am your host, Tanya Octave. Please share this podcast with others, like if there is a button to do so, and subscribe to my channel. This helps me know the work is meaningful, and I will continue to share simple techniques to help you move towards wellness, happiness, and success. This is also part of the bigger plan, a movement towards affordable group sessions and annual retreats. I will end by saying, in order to complete the journey of life successfully, everyone needs to evolve spiritually. Ancient Kemetic proverb.